Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Just a part of
Well, hello, everybody. I really apologize. That's my fault. I didn't unmute my phone, and I'm talking to the ladies on their phone. So, okay, that space that was dead sounds, that's my fault. Forgive me. But anyway, Strawberry and Felicia, say hello to the, everybody so we can get Mark on the line real quick.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. How's everybody tonight?
Yeah. I'm sitting there chewing y'all up. I said, why do you want space them? I'm talking to them. And I said, well, I'm going to talk to Mark then. So anyway, I'm going to start right there. Mark, you know, I'm chewing y'all out. But, Mark, I know that you should be a former songwriter, and now that you're a producer. Now, that tells me as a kid that you probably was something else. I mean, because you had to be in the limelight, and is that true or false? What kind of child was you?
I was an entrepreneur.
All right now.
Yeah, I was more of an entrepreneur. Music was something I loved to do, but I never thought I would do it professionally. So, you know, I was raised from a family of, you know, sharecroppers and construction and things other than that. That was just something, you know, they did as a pastime. But, you know, years later, you know, life prepares you for next stages in your life, so to speak. And music was one that I gravitated towards.
Wow, you say you was your family were sharecroppers. So that means you was raised up on a farm?
No, well, I mean, my roots were a little more southern. We moved up to, well, they migrated to D.C., Washington, D.C., at about, I would say, about the late 50s, early 60s. So, you know, my grandmother, she was a housekeeper, as I'm sure a lot of African-American women were around that time. You know, they were more so the caretakers. And then, you know, my dad was a builder, and he later became a pretty successful general contractor in his own right. And he just instilled in me at an early age, you know, just a work ethic, no matter what I did, to, you know, put in an honest, hard 8 hours a day. And, you know, that's kind of served me well.
Praise God. You know, and you're right about that, because if you see your guardians, your parents, grandparents, if they're working hard, then this becomes your norm. Because of my grandparents and my mother and dad, you know, being, you know, very strict because they was ministers, you know. And I don't know about other people, but a lot of times ministers' kids, man, we catch it because they want you to be the example for the congregation. And they don't realize that as a child, you're just going to be a child. You got to be who you are and just work with that. But I've learned that I'm very anal about dust and dirt, you know, because they was clean fanatics, you know. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Be the kind of example that you want your kids to grow up to be. But I'm going to let my co-host first get their questions out. And anybody that's on the line, if you want to ask my guest a question, please hit the number one key, and it lets me know you got your hand up. And anyone else, you know, just dial in 347-945-6003 if you're on your computers. Hit the one key, and we'll get the guest on the line. So, Felicia, I'll let you ask your question first, and then Strawberry.
Well, first I wanted to just say hello, and then there's some feedback. I'm not sure if you can hear it. There's a lot of feedback I was going to say. I'm not sure if anyone can hear that. But we want him to have a clear MP3, like he said, at the end of the show. So
if
anybody, yeah.
Is everybody, anybody else getting feedback?
Are you getting feedback, Strawberry?
I'm not, actually.
Okay.
I was getting a lot of feedback and background noises, but right now it's good. So, Felicia,
yeah,
go ahead and ask your question, darling.
Okay, I just wanted to know what genre of music, your producer, what genre of music do you specialize in, or are you kind of one of those that kind of can move around in that area?
I think early on I started more, I guess, in the old school R&B, jazz. My first, like, professional thing was about when I was 14. I started working with a lady by the name of Jean Karn. And Jean Karn was a product of that whole Philly International era of artists, you know, to follow, you know, with Patti LaBelle and Phyllis Hyman, Harold Melvin, and the Blue Notes. And, you know, that was kind of my early upbringing as far as, you know, singing out and performing different places. You know, of course, before that, you know, I would enter into talent shows. And my era, we were, you know, break dancers and, you know, pop lockers and things like that. So I kind of stepped to the forefront in those types of areas. And that had nothing to do with actually doing music or singing or songwriting. That was just more so a bodily expression, so to speak. But not to jump around too much. I would, you know, classify myself more as, I guess, just R&B, just soul music. I've attracted, you know, hip hop artists. Pharrell Williams was, you know, somebody I worked with very early on. Not so much as his creativity as opposed to his energy as a person. You know, I tend to feed off of energy, as I'm sure a lot of us do. It's just that I channel it creatively into music.
Sounds good.
Well, Strawberry,
Wow,
that's actually very impressive. I actually heard you mention Patti LaBelle, and she's actually my all-time favorite. And actually, working in the genres that you have worked in, what exactly is it? Like, I know you say that you feed off of their energy, but, like, what's a typical day like working with these artists?
I could equate it to, there's like someone in your life that you might know that just gets things moving. You know, that might be Big Mama, that might be Auntie so and so, and it's just these types of spirits and energies that you kind of tap into that motivate you. That, you know, is more synergistic, and you have those certain people as far as promoters and preachers and pillars in the community, you know, those that might be future mayors and stuff. You know how you look in your yearbook and you
right.
see who's most likely to succeed, who's most friendliest, who's most creative, and you have those certain energies that, you know, I feel, not to be too spiritual, but I feel that you can tap into that, you know, what lights your fire.
Exactly.
You know, so to speak. And then,
You're absolutely correct about one thing you said, because I've been behind stage with the Starlights, Al Green at the hotel with them and stuff coming up. And when people are backstage with them, they are actually trying to comfort the newcomers. They are not, they don't seem to be as big as light. You might admire them, but you're not intimidated. You would think that you would, but they are so friendly, and you see they bite down to earth just like the rest of us. But one thing you said about you used to sing, so I didn't know that you was also a singer. So can you just give us a little acapella and tell us what you're working with?
What you mean? Oh, man.
Dad, come on, baby.
And who is this? Don't you want to mute her again?
No, they can't mute me. I'm on the switchboard, baby.
You guys have Smokey Robinson playing and God knows who else on this station. I think maybe something you might remember is Baby Smile Today, 'cause I've been imagining more ways I can love you better. And your friends will see it too. Just when you think there's nothing else I can do, I can love you better. Da da da.
Hey,
hey,
hey. Oh, hey. Girl, you know, if he was on stage, you know what we used to do back in the day? Throw a clean pair of underwear up on the stage. Yay!
Oh, man. Girl, they not throwing underwear anymore. Everybody's too health conscious.
I know, but back in the day, you know, you a baby boomer. Are you naming them groups? But we used to do that when we go to, you know, to up in the, pow, throw it up there. And Freeze gonna be a big girl, man, because that'd be like a sheet coming at you. But that was the day.
Bring back the good old days there.
Yes, baby. Yes. That's good, Mark. Come on now. So are you still trying to do anything to put yourself out there on the side as far as promoting music and singing?
I still do. I'm more spotted in my areas. I've grown on. About 6 years ago, I opened a studio engineering recording facility. I'm very active in the communities as far as working with at-risk youth, mentoring. I have a few businesses that I have had over the years. I'm currently doing a lot of artist development. Chris Brown was one of my artists early on. Worked with Pretty Ricky. And, you know, I just love that whole creative process. I'm constantly promoting, you know, shows to bring forth new talent. And not so much to make a record, but to do it as a career and a life, because I really respect the craft. Whether you're a background singer for the Rolling Stones or you're a songwriter for, say, Mary J. Blige or, you know, I just love giving back. And as an artist, I found like that would, you had to channel your abilities to be the best artist you can be, and I wanted to touch as many lives as I could, not just vocally, but, you know, that be my tool to get there to do it. So, you know, I found myself very active in the community, you know, nationally as well as internationally.
Well, I just want to applaud you for that because, you know, it's our responsibility to help where we can help, you know, because everybody don't catch a break, you know, and I appreciate when you're dealing with at-risk youth because, you know, kids, man, that's one of my passions as well. That's why I teach today, 3-4. And attending my Bible class because I got opportunities to build a foundation to let them know what's right and wrong and to let them know what to do in case somebody's trying to do something to them that's inappropriate. You know, that's a weak spot for me and older people. And I, you know, I really appreciate you do that because that's something about the character of the man that you are. It's not about what you got because I've learned that, you know, it's about the relationship skill that's more important than finances, you know, that's good and everything, but it's about relationships because when you sick and you down on your luck, money can't take care of you. But a kind word, someone there to help you when you hold your head up, you know. So, you know, that's awesome, you know. So I see Strawberry got her hand up. I'm going to let her ask her question. Strawberry, would you like to make your question known? And we'll take a little break.
So you mentioned that you work with kids at risk and all that news. What kind of advice would you give a young person coming up that wants to kind of make it in the industry?
In the industry, I would learn as much as I could about my craft and let it take its course. If I'm a rapper, worry about being the best rapper you could be and not so much worry about the business because the business has its way of finding you. If you're a singer, if you're a dancer, you know, spend your time training and trying to be the best you can be. I always wanted to be the best. So who was the best at the time? And that could have been in my community. So, I mean, you know, look at what's around you. Don't look at what's not around you. you know, change your surroundings, not, you know, let your surroundings change you.
Amen. Good. That's
wow.
Wonderful.
All right. Yeah.
Wonderful advice. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And I hope so strawberry.
Huh?
I'm sorry.
I said,
yes?
I hope so strawberry.
I'm talking to you, strawberry.
Is your God-given name?
Yeah, well,
yes,
it's my alter ego name.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yes, my real name is Lauren.
I got you.
Lauren?
Yes, that's my real name.
Okay, I like Lauren.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my
yes.
Well, we're going to
okay.
take a small break. We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. Everything's good. It's just been really busy. Sorry I haven't been there this week. Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, I haven't forgotten, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. But things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No! No! Who is it? Why is he in my house?
Hey,
who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, honey, my girlfriend.
What is, why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Hey, yo, yo.
Fucking up, DJ.
You just flipped on the CD player. I just want to inform you that you got somebody good. You hold on to.
People use your name in vain. Love those who
Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, and that song just played was called Love by Music. And our special guest tonight, wonderful guy, not only is a songwriter, he's a singer, humanitarian, producer, you know, help out in the community, deal with a lot of organizations. You know, I don't understand when this guy finds time to sleep. He probably can sleep standing up, you know, because he's so busy. But look, if you want the opportunity to ask him a question, this is your opportunity. For those who's already on the switchboard, hit the one key if you want to talk. But it's okay to stay in the background. It's all good. And if the ones who's on the computer, if you want to call in, 347-945-6003 and hit the one key. Because we don't know how long we're going to have him tonight. He might make the whole hour, or he might have to, you know, get off because he's taking a risk. He's driving and doing this interview, and I really appreciate him. So without further ado, I'm going to let Felicia make her question known, and then I got a question I have for myself.
Okay, I just wanted to ask, in this business, I know it's a hard business, and I just wanted to know, because you named some great artists, both from time past and present. How do you think that you have been able to establish the longevity that you've had in your business?
I think personally, just, you know, watching the spirit of the person. I think I just strive for a certain type of excellence in myself, and I try to, you know, just hang with like-minded individuals, give everybody the same respect. If you don't like someone, you know, it's your choice to walk away. You don't have to be a part of it. And I can say a lot of the people that, you know, I've worked with, without getting too personal in their lives, you know, I've met some good people along the way. There are a lot of snakes in this business. There are a lot of people that, you know, will kick your back in to get ahead. But, you know, just, you know, be honest within yourself, and I think you'll breed honesty.
Okay, absolutely.
That's real good. That's what I think a lot of us strive to find out, how to pick certain people, and I do the same thing. I try to hear and sense the spirit of the person, and I kind of like want to watch what they do, because if you say you one way, you ought not be doing other things, you know. And you say in your field there's a lot of snakes, baby, they all around you. Somebody who's trying to do right, trying to live right, trying to get to heaven, you got everybody just trying to be in your face to just bring you down and tear you down. So I understand all too well. You know, I'm sure everybody on this line, they know about that as well. Everybody wants to be so different, but, you know, the spirit man is the one I'm trying to reach, and I'm not going to let nobody, I don't care how bad you try to mistreat me, it's not going to affect how I treat other people, because I want to get to heaven. You know, that's just it in a nutshell. I know on this show, Mark, we giggle and we goof off and we make fun about stuff. That's because we want it to be a lively Friday evening while people are out there listening to us. You know, we try to cut up and have fun. Every female on this switchboard are godly women, and we always try and do right. And because of that, we are, it seems to be the ones who always get to take advantage of first. And, you know, sometimes you get tired, you know, that makes you want to be a loner. But I'm going to get off the track about me, because I can really go there with that statement, what you said, look at the spirit, because you're absolutely correct. But what I wonder
so you,
is,
No, I'm listening. I was going to say, so you've been taken advantage of.
A lot. And and I think the reason why is because my father and my grandfather were ministers, and a lot of the men in our family were ministers. It was either ministers or military or both, you know. And I was raised right, you know. And a lot of choices I made coming up was because my life was so strict, you know, I couldn't do anything, you know, so I wanted to see what it was that people try to say, don't do. But because I had the foundation of Christ in me, you know, I was always willing to give some person another chance, and they took advantage of that because I never knew when to stop, because I always thought if I didn't give a person another chance, that's not being godlike, you know. So, it hurts because I do my best to be a good person, treat you right, be there for you. You know, it's not just lip service. I'm an action kind of person. I do what I say I'm going to do for you, you know. And it hurts because everything, why me, when all these trifling people, they embrace them. I don't get it, you know. So,
you're preaching to the choir.
Yes. So... you know, I don't want to go there because you've got the whole choir up here on the mic. But I just want to ask you a question. Have there been anyone that you bring along, you produce them or, you know, help put them out there in the music industry that has gone on to be something that you're so proud of to say, I did that? Have you had any prodigies that you created a vision for someone else?
I mean, I'm thinking when people say that, I God uses who he wants to use and how he wants to use them. I'm just blessed to be part of who he might use. in that sense. That can be from Pharrell and the Neptunes. That can be, you know, with Rodney Jerkins. That could be with Chris Brown. That could be with myself. That could be with, you know, and working with Spike Lee for so many years. You know, it doesn't have to be my success. Nobody gets anywhere alone. And I don't know, maybe it's just me. I feel like, you know, if I'm 10% of something, that's better than 100% of nothing.
Amen.
And just been happy with my success and not the next person. And, you know, I can, you know, talk to different generations and feel like I'm included because, you know, I've made myself a part.
Mm-hmm.
And they've made me a part. And it's unselfish. You know,
well,
you have
I'm
a lot
so
of selfish
your parents mm-hmm. kept you behind in church because the outlook that you're sharing with us about yourself, that didn't happen by accident. Somebody put the foundation of Christ in you, and you're taking it to the next level. You're being there because, you know, people don't get it. It's nothing about ourselves that's special. We can't do anything to impress God. But when we do something for somebody else, it's like a chain. Help that person, and God will bless you through someone else, and that's how you keep that thing moving. You know, it's enough
yeah.
space for everybody to get theirs, and you can get yours. People get so selfish, like, oh, it's all about me, 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 me. You can't, no, that's not how it's done, baby.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
I am so glad that you have been a motivator, somebody's inspiration, and a lot of lives, because we got to keep the chain going, and we got to show people that everybody out there ain't trifling. Everybody out there is not breeding, you know, negativity and things that's going to mess your life up, you know. There's people out there who just want to enjoy life, be a good person, and, you know, and just keep it moving without trying to throw rocks in your direction. You know, you do you. I'm happy for you. You like it? I love it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like what you guys are doing. You know, a bunch of women fellowshipping. You know,
mm-hmm.
I sometimes I wish it were, you know, a lot more men that would present it. You have that when they're standing on the corners and they're, you know, they're congregating and, you know, they might not be doing something totally legal, but they're at least fellowshipping. You know, just putting that positivity out there. I think, you know, what I try to keep myself around, you breed, you really create what it is that you really want in your life. And if you get there and you don't want it, then maybe you weren't as honest with yourself as you should be. And
that's
just
true.
Trying to, you know, keep that, just trying to keep that going. And you guys, you know, seem like you have that spirit, like you had a common goal. And, you
yes.
know, I'm sure you guys are making good money and, in this and whatever else you're doing, but you know, just saying that, you know, is motivation.
Well, Mark, bless your heart. You said you got it. I don't have no money, man. You know, but,
yeah,
you know,
man. That's what you tell the listeners.
I'm not homeless. So I'm grateful for the things God gave me. You know, money is not it yet. Hopefully one day, but right now I'm just grateful to have shelter. I don't, you know, I don't owe nobody nothing. You know, I got credit cards that I owe, but you know, I don't owe nobody space money. You know, but and I'm grateful because God has put in me the right kind of spirit of the person that I am and the person that I strive to be better at. So in that respect, I'm rich. You know, because you know. I'm going to do everything I can to get to heaven. Mark ain't going to stop me. Strawberry ain't going to stop me. Felicia ain't going to stop me because salvation is an individual thing. Christ is kept, you know. Y'all can say what y'all want to say. I might not have the coins in my pocket, but I got the right spirit. Not all that counts at the end of the day, in my opinion. So, Strawberry, I'm going to let you get your question in, and then I'm going to also let Felicia have a chance because we only have not too much time, 20 minutes, and we're going to have to free Mark up so he can focus on his driving.
I'm like
okay.
bumper to bumper here trying
yeah.
to cross this bridge. But
George Washington Bridge.
I'm with you.
George Washington Bridge.
Yes, ma'am.
I hate that bridge. Lord have mercy.
And it's terrible out here.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's the rain.
Yeah. Yeah, yes it is. It's been from sun up to sundown.
What a mess.
I'm looking terrible out there.
The potholes. But go ahead, Barbara. Let me not scrub, darling.
Okay. So we were talking about goals and stuff. So do you have, like, certain goals that you really set for yourself each and every day? Or, like, do you just set different ones, same ones? Like, do you have a little checklist that you, like, you know, if I made this goal, I'm good. Now next day I'm going to make this goal. So, like, what goals do you set for yourself each and every day?
I think my goals are, like, daily goals. As far as business, I try to at least, you know, take my things. I write things down on paper. And my plan is when I take it from paper to something, it could be a song that eventually I record to maybe, you know, getting it to the label and getting released. That
mm-hmm.
might be one goal. I think that just daily, for me, it's not what I did yesterday. It's what I can do, you know, tomorrow. But I might set it up today if it's not too confusing. I think I've accomplished what I wanted for me, but, you know, I have kids. I've been a single parent to two out of my three kids for the last 13 years. So it's, you know, I want to see that they're good, that I can raise productive members in society. You know, that job is never done.
But God bless your heart.
Yeah, and everything I do is, you know, to not make sure myself is good, but to make sure those that I love are taken care of. And that's where I get my joy. And, you know, I seem to get blessed. It's like you reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes in different forms every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just try to, you know, remain fluid and progressive at the same time.
I'm glad you're leaving a legacy for your children.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Me too.
Yeah, I hope they don't appreciate it, but, you know.
I know, my. But I'm glad you're doing it anyway, you know. Yeah, because
but,
they enter the phase of, they think they're entitled, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I don't mind giving what I can because I love you. But just don't take advantage of it and don't destroy what I give you because you didn't pay for it. Act like you appreciate it, you know, because trust and believe, I worked hard for everything I got. And when I give it to you and you're like, where am I going to give it to me? Or my mom going to give it to me? You know, Felicia, baby, go ahead and take it away, darling.
Yeah, you have a lot of irons in the fire, and that's great. I just wanted to know, of all the things that you do, what would you say would be your most favorite thing to do as far as all of the things that you do have going on?
I think just to close the deal. I like closing deals.
Okay.
That's my thing, whether it's getting a bill paid, whether it's paying rent, car note, car insurance, you know, to meet the task at hand.
That's right.
I pretty much, you know, I work 24/7, and
mm-hmm.
that's with everything. If it was a relationship, I try to keep everything in perspective. I don't know, I think that's what motivates me, just to close the deal. That could be a new friendship.
I like that. Well, you didn't close the deal with me, darling. But I do have a question. Since you said that about closing the deal, by you being a workaholic, has that affected the reason why you're still a single dad? Because if anybody who have seen him on Facebook, he's a very attractive newbie.
Well, he went there on me.
So
he went there on me.
You
know, I don't think
you
I'm
don't
a workaholic.
But he's what we call a spawn. Well, see for yourself.
And I never, but you know what, though? I would consider myself a workaholic if I had a workaholic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like I have a lot of responsibility. I think it's hard for me to meet my equal in that
mm-hmm.
sense.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a single woman, just in the moves that she might make and she having kids and her being the sole parent,
mm-hmm.
I'm willing to put in 50-50. But like we said, you know, I'm a helper. You know, you're always unequally yoked. It's very rare that you can find
sure.
somebody, you know, within your yoke. And I think that's what I fall into a lot of times. I can tell you it cuts down on the BS.
I know. But let me tell you this, because you are raising mm-hmm. children by yourself, just don't bring anybody that you might be interested in until you get to know them a little better, because you don't want to expose your children to craziness. Because a lot of people, they look good on the outside, they sound good for a moment, and then a month in, man, they done flip their wig. They done, like, their heads turned around. And you said, What did I say?
Oh, well, sure. Man, you really touch your home. You sound like the kid's mama.
Okay. Really?
Well, yeah. So they're used to that. I ain't got
uh-huh.
no way to go to that.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm paying to a church.
So I know, trust me, I tell you, I know crazy. I didn't know crazy when I first saw it. When I first saw it, I thought, oh, go on now. Oh, Lord. But anyway.
but, you know, I have boys, so, you know, I just teach them respect. And, you know, if you can agree to disagree, and if you get too mad, just walk away. And
man.
You know, that's all you really can do,
mm-hmm.
unless they chase you.
They run like lightning. Okay, but we got 10 minutes. So, Mark, this is your opportunity, because I want to get you off of here and let you focus on your driving.
I'm sure I'm here.
I want you to give a personal shout out and tell people how they can get a hold of you if you want to be gotten a hold of, or, you know, with this
okay. Shout out to everybody. This is Mark Dorsey, the best kept secret in R&B, and I'm here live with Terry Lyle, Strawberry,
Felicia.
And it's one more, right?
No, that's the three of us. We the
three, yeah,
oh, three
of
okay.
us.
I'm sorry. All right. Well, I'm feeling there should be one more. Maybe y'all
that's
need a male co-host.
Ego. That's the one. That's okay.
A male co-host. Somebody. But you guys, you know, you guys, I'm around. I'm on Facebook, Mark Dorsey. I'm on Instagram, MD LeBeau. And, you know, I hope you guys will be on the lookout. I'm a modest person, so you know what? I just try and let my work speak for itself. And if you see me, you know, please feel free to say hello. I always like to say hello. But I thank you guys for having me on here, and I hope to be back again soon.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Anything you want to put out there that somebody know about, just give me a ring, and man, I'll get you back on the roster. But I want to say real quick before you go, I want to thank you for being the example to your sons so that they don't become a problem to some female down the road when they decide to get married. And, you know, raising children starts with putting that input in. You can't have a child and be stuck in a room, you know, playing video games and thinking that you're raising a child. A child is raising itself when you're not having your eyes on them. So I appreciate that you're showing them work ethics. You're teaching them not to put your hands on females, not to be abusive, because we have so many dysfunctional men and women out there because they wasn't taught. So I got to give you kudos for doing the right thing, because
I never know.
I might have a grandchild, female child, that might, you know, run into your sons, and I like to think they're going to run into another godly man, you know, because it's crazy when we hurt ourselves when we know we got the lyrics out there and the music is putting the females down, calling it the B word and the W word, you know, and no one is thinking that's okay. That's not okay because, you know, society in different areas, racism is real, especially down here in the dirty South where I'm at. It's still alive and well. We need to stop putting down our sisters, you know. We need to stop, you know, being the ones but not protecting our young girls. And I don't care whether it's just you, any adult, you know, if you out there and you see these young men out there with the clothes hanging down behind their butt, I don't want to see your underwear. Pull that thing up, you know. We got to be accountable for your sons and your daughter and everyone out there because we are adults and we need to start acting like adults. So I appreciate you doing the right thing by your kids because, you know, it starts with one family at a time. So Felicia and Strawberry, say goodnight to Mark. We're going to take it home with Louis Armstrong with A Wonderful World.
All right, good night, Mark, and have a safe travel.
Good night, Strawberry, Lauren. Good night,
yeah.
As we say. Talk to you guys soon.
All right.
All right, darling. And Mark, so you know, check out your email this week. You got it, okay?
All right, hon. You be safe.
All right, you as well. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? Much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.